Now, it can be a difficult enough thing in this country to try and find, at the moment, anyone to do jobs about the house. It can be a very difficult thing indeed to try and find labourers. A lot of construction companies and firms are saying there are staff shortages. They want to get projects started. They want to keep them going. There are school projects that need to be done. And staff and labour is in short supply. What do you make then of the efforts by a company in the UK to attract students to come to work in London this summer? O'Halloran O'Brien is one of the UK's leading groundworks and RC frame companies. They're currently recruiting construction labourers this summer and making some stellar offers of free accommodation. Come and experience the buzz of London this summer. Padraig Cosgrove is Workforce and Resource Manager with the OHOB Group, the O'Halloran O'Brien Group, to be on the line. Padraig, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, and good morning to your listeners.
Listen, what's the offer, first of all, for any prospective student, or is it just students, or is it general construction workers too?
Well, this offer is for students, but we always take general workers across. We have a lot of people that come across here and work for, you know, a part of the year and then return home maybe for the summer months and stuff like that. But this offer is for students that are looking for work for the summer. And I suppose we have a long kind of history of bringing graduates over who would be doing it like a work placement as part of their college course. So they might, in third year, they might have to come over and do like a 5-month placement. And we've always gone back to colleges in Ireland and, you know, we've brought over graduates and we've just found them to be exceptionally good, really good. And when they finish their placement, then their placement might finish in May. They've stayed on with us for the summer and they've really enjoyed it. And they'd come back to us in the following summer. And then some of them have come back to us and work once they've finished their course in college. And I suppose we were kind of looking at it and saying, do you know what? There's a great opportunity. They're really good workers. They're really good lads. We decided, you know, we'd love to bring students over for the summer, and it's been working out really well for us. Like my own son is finished college this year, and he's been over with us for the last 3 or 4 years, and he's really enjoyed it. To be honest with you, it's probably made a man out of him. He's come over here, he's been standing on his own 2 feet, and he's really enjoyed it. He's brought some of his mates over, and we're looking to expand it and to bring more people over.
Yeah, and that's the option, that's the plan. But you're looking to sweeten the deal this summer, is that right?
Yeah, we're providing accommodation for guys. We've actually had some lads who've arrived over earlier. They've finished their exams earlier, so we've had lads over last week now from Laois and Sligo, Mayo, Galway. I suppose I'm a Mayo man myself, and we kind of focused on kind of Galway, Mayo, kind of the Connacht counties initially when this started out. I'm kind of 5 years in the role myself, bringing people over. But we've a good connection with Kerry there. I suppose our construction director there, John Hayes, is from Enniskill. Our commercial director, Ricky Halpin, is from Listowel. John O'Donoghue is from Glenflesk. He's a contract manager. So they were saying to me, look, let's spread the net. You know, we're having great success with the guys we're bringing over. Let's expand and let's see if there's more people out there looking to come over, you know.
And you're looking to provide accommodation for them if they do come over for the summer?
Yeah, we're providing free accommodation for the guys that come over. Yeah. Free accommodation, so they've free accommodation, they have a job. We bring them actually down to, we've a training academy at our head office in Kent. So we put them up in a hotel, we bring them down here for a week and we get them, it's like the safe passes, their CSCS card.
Oh yes, yeah.
We get their bank account set up. We get them a national insurance number. We do all that with them, and we go through some health and safety stuff with them before they go out on site, so that they know what to do and stuff like that when they get out on site. So it's excellent. Look, the guys we've brought over the last few summers have loved it. You know, they've really enjoyed it. London is a great, you know, it's a great city. The guys that have come over have really, really enjoyed it, and they come back every summer. So that's, we're offering that. So if the students out there, if they're looking for work for the summer, if they want to try something different, we'd be delighted to hear from them.
Male or female? Does it make a difference?
Not a difference. We have a vast number of females working in the industry. Some of our best project managers that we have working for us are female. We find them to be exceptional, really, really good. We encourage them. We've crane drivers, we've female crane drivers. I think they're a huge addition, and we'd be delighted to hear from anybody.
Brilliant. Listen, look, you're also selling London, I suppose, and attracting them over by saying, look, the buzz of London. London's a great city. It's always sunny in London, I find, whenever I'm over there. That's part of the attraction, yeah. I suppose. Come and have a bit of an adventure.
It is. I just always find, look, I commute back and over myself every week. I come over on a Monday morning, I go back on a Friday night. I always find it just is that little bit better. And the guys that come over just find that as well. And look at everyone that comes to London enjoys it. There is a good buzz, especially for young people. When I came over here in my early 20s, you know, I loved it. I loved the buzz of it. And there's a great Irish community over here. So I think it's a great opportunity. As I said, my own son came over for the last three summers, and he loved it. He had a ball of a time. And I think it makes, you know, I think it's good for students to get away and experience, you know, a different country and you know, a different city.
Indeed. Listen, what's the situation? That we have our own situation here at the moment, and it's been outlined for the last number of years by the Construction Industry Federation, but we learned relatively recently almost two-thirds of construction companies are struggling to recruit skilled workers. That's impacting our ability to meet current building demand. We have a lot of houses to build in this country. From there, but what's the situation like in the UK? Is it a similar picture for firms over there?
Yeah, it's a similar picture, and I suppose we experience, like, we have a lot of Eastern Europeans and that working for us, and they go on holidays in the summertime, so we are quite short in the summertime on workers on site. But in general, all year round, we are struggling, and the industry is struggling for labour and good quality tradesmen. But we're working hard to try and address that. So, like O'Halloran and O'Brien, we've set up a training academy at our head office here in Gravesend. We've spent about £2 million setting up a training academy where we're helping, you know, young people that are, you know, interested in getting into construction, and we're actually promoting construction, saying, look, at, you know, people might have the perception that, you know, oh, you mightn't get as much money maybe as other industries, but there's really good money to be made in construction, and you have to show people the progression. Okay, you're starting down as a ground worker, or you're starting down as a chippy, but look at the career progression. I started myself as a ground worker, and I progressed up and I became site supervisor, went on then site engineer, and then into project management. You know, you go on, then you can become a contracts manager. There's great career progression.
Yeah, there's a variety there and everything. You can set it as a career. And Patrick, from that then, is it, I suppose, is this the way, like, you haven't sat around saying, we'll put an ad in the paper or we'll try and get someone to come. You've developed your own level of apprenticeship and training to try and make sure you have a steady flow of people for the future. Is that where companies will have to go, do you think, to meet the charter?
That's where we're going at the moment. Look, we're not taking we're taking different avenues and trying to do different things, like the training academy. We're going into schools now. We're bringing people from the schools out to the training academy and showing them all the different options that are available to them. You know, you mentioned, you know, females, you know, we have female crane drivers. I think we have five female crane drivers working with us at the moment. Machine drivers, the same thing. So it's shown them the opportunities that's there, and getting young people to realise it's a great industry. There's a great living to be made at it, and it's an exciting, I like construction, I love it, there's a great buzz about it, and you're not pigeonholed into, you know, there nobody is stopping in construction. You can progress as fast as you want. You can go into different areas. It's a brilliant industry, and I think it's struggling at the moment, but I think it's up to everyone to get on board and to promote it, and to get young people looking at it.
Yeah, Padraig, will we see, like with this move, obviously you're focusing on students for the summer. I know you said you're open to other people coming over. Are we going to see, as if this isn't dealt with or isn't addressed in terms of the shortages that various industries are facing, including construction, we're seeing Australian states coming over to England and Ireland with huge deals and huge offers of pay and perks and accommodation to try and attract nurses? Is that the road the construction industry will be going down? Will we see Australian companies coming over here saying, look, come down under, great lifestyle, come and work in our construction industry, and here's what we'll give you to start off?
It is, yeah. I suppose ourselves, we have gone overseas ourselves as a company. We've gone to, we've probably brought in, I'd say last year, we brought in about 150 workers from Belize. Brought them in on visas to work because there was such a shortage last year. There's, you know, a lot of work going on, and we had to do that to get the jobs completed. So I think that is the way it's going. But I think that you have to look at it, you have to encourage the young people, our own young people, into these jobs as well. But that is the way it's going, yeah.
Yeah, and that's and companies here need to be ready for that, I suppose, to compete and go elsewhere to try and find staff to meet the needs.
100%, yeah. 100%, yeah. But I do think a lot more can be done with our own people, yeah. And encouraging our own people into these jobs, and to promote it properly, that it's you know, there is a great career path in construction. Okay, you know, a lot of young people now, if you tell them do an apprenticeship in carpentry, they say, oh no, I don't want to do that, I want to go to college, I want to get a degree in this. You do an apprenticeship in carpentry, all of a sudden, you know, once you've that complete, you can go on and you can become a site supervisor, you can become a site manager, you can go on, you can do engineering, you can go on to project management. It opens up so many doors. And I don't think we're getting that across to people. I don't think we're getting that through. And I think we need to promote that more in the schools.
Mm, yeah, certainly is the way to go. Padraig, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us. Let me know if anyone's listening, they want to come work, who do they contact?
They can contact myself there. They can get me on my Irish mobile number there. It's 087-120-8120, or you can email info@ohob.co.uk, and we'll pick it up. Look, we'd be delighted. We'd be delighted to have any students that are looking for work to come over and just to experience it.
Okay, brilliant. Padraig, listen, thanks so much for talking to us. Good luck with it, and thanks for outlining
Thank
that for us in the
much.
Program this morning. Brilliant.
Take care. Thank you very much.